time to meet the men from the ministry. We're off for another whirl in the Whitehall Wonderland with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In the ministry's general assistance department, dedicated men cope valiantly with the problems of government. But of course, some jobs have to be delegated, and the day's most vital task has just been completed by Secretary Mildred Murfin.
Raise a cheer. Tea is here. Oh, Mr. Lamb, whatever are you doing down there?
My yoga exercises. I have to lie on the floor with my feet in the air.
Well, I never. I thought you'd come over all unnecessary again.
No, Mildred. This position is designed to clear my brain.
How? Well, it's worth a try, I suppose.
Then I have to hook my ankles round the back of my neck.
Now be careful, Mr. Lamb. You could get all twisted and knotted.
I could what?
Get knotted, Mr. Lamb.
Now, Mildred, please. We don't want that sort of talk in the office. Now then, any work today? Or is everything back to normal?
There's a very important job, one. Yes. Top secret for the Ministry of Defence.
Ah, yes, yes, I remember that. Yes, costing all their projects for next year. You hang on to it for a few more days, too, and cover it all over with figures. You know, relatives' birthdays, anything you can think of. Then just send it back to the Ministry of Defence.
Oh, by the way, sir, Sir Gregory Pitkin rang. He's on his way over to see you both.
The Permanent Undersecretary? But we've done nothing wrong, have we?
I don't think so. So far this week, we haven't made a single mistake.
Of course, it is only Monday.
I wonder what the old fool wants.
Ah, there you are.
Oh, good morning, Sir Foolery.
Sir Gregory. I want a word with the pair of you.
May we offer you some 11s, sir? Very good for ulcers.
I don't have ulcers. I give them.
Thank you very much, Sir Gregory.
Lamb.
Speaking?
I came to tell you I'm clearing out.
Yeah. Did you say you're clearing out, sir?
I did. It's time for a change, a clean sweep.
Good. Gracious.
Well, we'll miss you, Sir Gregory.
By Jove, yes, I mean, this calls for a celebration.
It's not me that's going, it's the furniture. Oh. I'm clearing out every office in the ministry, having the whole place refurnished with modern stuff.
You're getting rid of the old furniture, sir. We like it.
No, yes. Rubbish.
I'd hate to lose that swivel chair. Every time you swivel, it squeaks the first four notes of Rule Britannia.
Sentimental rubbish. You and Lamb would have all office furniture removed from the entire ministry by tomorrow. The new furniture, splendid, modern, streamlined stuff, is coming tomorrow evening.
Oh, it's already been chosen, has it, sir?
It has. It's been ordered from a young relative of mine who's an interior decorator.
Is it the one I saw in your office last week, with the long blonde hair and the bright pink lipstick?
Yes, Cedric's a strange lad, but... Well, he's Lady Pitkin's nephew, you know. She's very fond of him.
So it seems.
Well, you two will be responsible for selling the old furniture. Find a suitable dealer and make sure you get a good price for it.
Morning, Mildred.
Morning, Mr. Lennox Brown. You're in early today. It's only 11 o'clock.
Yes, well, I felt I should lend a hand, Mildred. You know, we have to make an inventory of all the furniture in the building.
Oh, yes, I know, sir. Mr. Lamb's been at it since 6.
Yes, yes, we agreed we'd both make an early start. Yes. Yes, I promised to count the waste paper baskets in this office. Now then, one... two.
Mr. Lamb said there's a dealer coming this morning.
Oh, yes, yes. We spotted the advert in last night's paper.
I finished the inventory one and I'm absolutely exhausted. I hadn't realised there were so many offices in this building.
Yes, well, never mind, too. It's done now, isn't it? Now, let's hope Sir Gregory appreciates our hard work.
It's mostly a lot of old junk. We'll never be able to sell it.
Oh, why don't you believe it, too? Now, let's just have a look at the list here. Let's see what we've got. Desks, ministry issue 300, pockmarked, fully doodled, drawers down the side of. Oh. Well, will you get a good price for those?
I doubt it. A lot of typists complain their drawers aren't big enough.
Yeah. Right, well, now, what else have we got to get rid of?
Let me see. 1,000 in trays, rather warm.
Yes.
1,000 out trays, scarcely used. 500 filing cabinets, some with drawers. 500 cupboards, some with doors. 2,000 electric kettles, 2,000 teapots, 2,000...
Two, don't be daft. We don't get rid of kettles and teapots.
Oh, that'll be the man about the furniture.
Ah, thank you. Now, watch the way we deal with this fellow, Mildred, will you? You're going to see some pretty hard bargaining.
Oh.
Come in.
Hello, 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 hello. Fred Fiddler's the name, and furniture's my game. At your service, one and all. My card.
Oh, thank you. Fred Fiddler Limited, Shepherd's Bush. I buy old junk and sell valuable antiques.
Well, Mr. Fiddler, there's a great opportunity for you here. You see, I mean, we are prepared to part with all this fine old furniture if you could meet our prices.
Load of muck.
Of course, we naturally do. I beg your pardon?
Look at it. It's a load of old rubbish.
Well, it's old, of course, and it did all the better for it. Fine, seasoned wood, you know. Yes, feel that table. Feel it. Yes, of course, much of it, you see, is collapsible. That makes for easy storage, you see.
Well, if it's so good, why are you so keen to get rid of it?
Ah, oh, yes. Well, we've been forced to accept some trendy new office furniture.
Yeah, you know the sort of thing. Stainless steel carpets and inflatable filing cabinets and...
Yeah, well, I can't waste no more time. I'll take the lot. Just do you a favour, see?
You will? All the furniture from the whole building?
Yeah. Shall we say, 50?
Yeah,
50.
50? For the contents of each office? Mm-hmm.
No. 50 for the whole building.
How dare you, sir? £50 for all that? 300 desks and over 1,000 magnificent waste paper baskets?
Now, just a minute, son. Who said anything about £50? I meant 50 pence.
50 pence? Get out of here at once.
But, one, the new stuff's arriving this evening. If the old junk hasn't gone, Sir Gregory will murder us.
Oh.
Fiddler's the only dealer who even agreed to call.
Yes, well, don't panic, Sue. Don't panic. Leave it to me. Well, now, couldn't you manage a little bit more for this junk? The furniture. Please.
Well, I'm not a hard man. I don't want to do you down.
No.
I can see your mate's a bit worried.
Oh, yes.
Tell you what, £20.
Better take it, one. It's better than nothing.
Oh, very well, then, £20.
You better ask for cash, sir.
Yes, Mildred. Yeah, and we'll have cash, Mr. Fiddler.
Oh, sure, you can trust me, matey. There you are.
Thank you. Just a moment. That's only 50 pence.
Yeah, well, I've got expenses, ain't I? Huh? Shifting the stuff, labour, transport. I worked it out at 19.50. £20 less 19.50 is 50 pence.
But, Mr. Fiddler, this is quite ridiculous.
Don't forget, I'm doing you a favour.
Thank you, Mr. Fiddler.
Me and the lads will shift it this afternoon. Ta-ra, gents.
Well, sir, you were right about the hard bargaining.
Oh, it's no use to. I'll never get used to this new furniture. I know it's modern and trendy, but it's so uncomfortable, isn't it?
I just can't work on this glass-top desk. I feel my knees are watching me.
You know, Mr. Parker of Pensions has terrible trouble with his inflatable chair. It keeps deflating and tipping him onto the floor.
Well, that's his fault. He will wear that Harris tweed suit with the spiky trousers.
What was that business with old Rudge at the Board of Trade?
We nearly lost him, sir, with the old furniture. When they got it to the warehouse yesterday, they found Mr. Rudge asleep on a hook in his cupboard.
Oh, I don't know. All this upheaval for the sake of Sir Gregory's nephew. Oh, pour me another cup of tea, Mildred, will
yes,
you?
Yes, sir.
I say, Ron, have you seen my khaki shorts anywhere?
Your khaki shorts are something I'd rather not know about.
I need them for my yoga. I'm moving on to the lotus position.
Yes, well, I'll try not to think about that.
Oh, I remember, Mr. Lamb. Your shorts were in your desk drawer.
Oh, dear, in my old desk. I must have forgotten to move them.
Yes, well, that's the end of them then, isn't it? You'll have to save up for a new pair now.
But that'd take months on my salary. Those shorts cost over £1.
Well. Another tea break?
No, thanks, Sir Gregory. We've just had one.
Splendid new furniture, what? Oh. My nephew's a clever designer. Don't you think, Lamb?
Oh, certainly I think he is, yes. Don't you think he is one?
I'm quite sure he is one.
What about the old furniture? I gather you sold it. You got a fair price, I hope. Well, Lennox Brown.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm afraid it was only fairly fair.
What does that mean? You didn't take less than £1,000.
Ah, well, actually, it was slightly less than that. Wasn't it, Joe?
Yes, I'd say it was slightly less than that.
Well, what did you get? 950?
Ah, you've almost hit it, sir.
You mean just 900?
No, just 50.
50?
Pence.
50 pence. 50 pence?
Well, the man said it was worthless rubbish.
50p was all he'd give us.
You sold the ministry furniture for 50p. 50p for all that first-rate stuff. You failed again, haven't you? You made a complete and utter mess of the whole transaction, haven't you?
Well, you could put it like that, sir, yes.
By George, if I weren't so busy on these defence projects, I'd boot you from here to Ballymuckey. And if you, Lamb, I'd have your ears for ashtrays.
Thank you, Sir Gregory.
As a result of your bungling, the cost of this furniture switch is astronomical. Lucky for you, it's only public money.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll have more to say about this, Lennox Brown. But top priority is this defence job. You finish costing next year's plans?
Just about, sir. Just about, yes. Lamb's just noting the relative figures.
Well, the minister wants that file back by the end of the week.
Yes.
See that he gets it. 50p. Oh!
Oh, I've seen Sir Gregory go purple before, and I've seen him go white. But never both at the same time.
Now, look, too, we'll return that defence file now.
Yes.
I'd hate to risk any accidents.
I'll get it, one. It's in the drawer with my khaki shorts.
Right, well, we'll just make a... What?
Oh, dear.
Blimey, it's in your old desk, Mr. Lamb, and that's in Fiddler's warehouse.
Two, you've done it again. A complete list of Britain's new defence projects, yes. The most secret document we've ever handled, sitting in a shepherd's bush jug shop.
Yes, but I mean...
We could be shot for this, you know, and then sent to prison for life.
Oh, I don't...
Oh, it's no good foaming at the mouth. Oh. We'll have to go down there and get it. Yes. Mildred, find out Fiddler's address, will you? This looks like the place, too. Shepherd's Bush Junk Boutique.
Let's go into the yard. There's no one around. We can find the documents and no one will know.
Yes, well, just pray that he hasn't sold your desk yet. And how will we know which is yours? I mean, we sold him 300, remember?
I'll soon recognize mine. It's covered with tea and coffee stains.
Well, don't be daft, so are all the others.
Hello, hello, hello. My ministry friends again, eh? To what do I owe the pleasure, then?
Ah, yes, Mr. Fiddler, yes. Well, now, it's about that furniture that you bought from us.
Oh, yes. All the desks are for sale.
Yes, well, we'd rather like to look at one, you see, Mr. Fiddler. We've left an important document in it.
Ah, now there I can't help you.
What?
You're not allowed in the warehouse, see? It's fire regulations
and
that.
Surely if
no, we can't shift anything out of the warehouse till it's bought and paid for.
What? You mean we've got to buy the desk before we can see inside it?
You say this document is, important?
Absolutely vital, Mr. Fiddler.
Well, you see, unfortunately, I can't sell you one desk on its own. My partner insists we sell the lot at once.
Sell the lot? To get a document from one, we've got to buy the lot.
Oh, you are quick, you Whitehall blokes.
We'll have to do it, one. We must have that file back.
Well, it seems we have no option, Mr. Fiddler. All right, we'll buy the lot. Here you are. 50p.
50p? Are you trying to be funny?
But that's what you gave us for them.
Oh, yes, but that was yesterday. You've got to allow for appreciation, see? The value goes up every day. There's a big demand for that kind of desk. All sorts of people want them.
Well, who wants them?
You two gents for a start. But now, I'll do you a favour. Have the lot for 500 nigger, plus 50 for transport. You'll need them delivered, I take it.
500 plus 50? That's 550.
Oh, I could see you was quick with figures. Yeah, I'll get all the desks to the ministry tonight for 550 nigger.
But we haven't got that many knickers.
All right, then, suit yourself. Ta-ra, gents.
Mr. Fiddler, wait. Look, I have a ministry checkbook here.
Oh, ta. Well, make it pay cash, will you? Yeah. I'll leave the desks in the ministry car park. There won't be room indoors, will there?
Ah, good morning, Mildred. Is Mr. Lamb still searching?
Yes, sir. He's been out in the car park all night.
Oh, well, serves him right. It's all his fault. And he still hasn't found the file.
No, he hasn't found his old desk yet. I just took him out a flask of hot porridge.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, I hope it choked him. And I suppose the ghastly Sir Gregory will be here any minute.
Lennox Brown!
Oh, talk of the devil. Oh, good morning, Sir Gregory. Delightful to see you, sir. How's Lady Pitkin?
Oh, stop drivelling, man.
Has she? Oh.
Just arrived and I couldn't park my Rolls. What the devil's going on? The car park's crawling with desks.
Now, let's just deal with this calmly, Sir Gregory.
Calm? I'm perfectly calm.
Just
tell me this first. Why is Lamb out there running feverishly from desk to desk?
Running Phoebe. Well, Phoebe, yes. Well, you see, he's searching for his old desk, you see, sir. Yes, sentimental young fool. Oh, he spent so many happy hours at it, he wanted a final look.
You don't mean... Those aren't the old desks you sold 2 days ago.
Yes, Sir Gregory, they are. As a matter of fact, we bought them back, you see.
Bought them back? Why? Why? Why?
Why? That was what you wanted to know, wasn't it?
Why did you buy back those desks?
Yes. Well, we realized, Sir Gregory, how valuable they were.
But you told me the man said they were worthless rubbish.
Ah, but then you told us it was first-rate stuff, didn't you? See? So, I mean, knowing that you're cleverer than he is, we decided to buy them back as an investment, you understand?
I do not understand, Lennox Brown.
Oh.
You're not supposed to speculate with government funds. Just get rid of those desks, and this time, get a proper price. And stay out of my way, or I'll beat you to death with your own umbrella.
Blimey, he didn't even say goodbye.
Never mind, he's gone. That's the main thing.
And another thing, Lennox Brown.
Oh, glory. Yes.
That Ministry of Defence file. I wish to see it myself before you return it. Tell Lamb to bring it to me.
Oh, dear me. Oh, you know, life is very unfair, Mildred. When I was born, the nurse called for hot water, and I seem to have been in it ever since.
Poor Mr. Lennox Brown.
Yes.
Oh, and poor Mr. Lamb, too. You look done in.
There you are, too. Now, have you been through all the desks? Did you find the document?
No one.
Huh?
There are 10 desks missing from the 300 we sold. Mine's one of them.
10 missing? Fiddler's diddleness. Yes. Mildred, get him on the phone at once.
Righty-ho, sir.
He must have made a mistake, one. I expect my desk is still in his warehouse with the defence file inside it.
You expect that? With our luck.
Mr. Fiddler's on the line, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, give that to me. Now then, Fiddler. Lennox Brown here. Now, we sold you 300 desks. You only returned 290. Why?
Why? Well, I'd sold 10 before you called in, hadn't I?
You didn't tell us that.
Well, you didn't ask.
Well, where are the other 10 desks? Who did you sell them to?
Oh, now then, I can't reveal confidential information about my clients.
But one of those desks contains a valuable state document.
Yeah, you said. How valuable? 200 quid?
200? Of course not. It's value beyond price.
Well, I'm not greedy. I'll sell you a list of the buyers for 500.
Sell? List? £500?
We've got to have it, one. If we lose the file, Sir Gregory will kill us.
Very well, Mr. Fiddler. £500.
Oh, and we got to get rid of them desks in the car park.
Oh, you talk to him, too. I've had enough.
Mr. Fiddler,
Hello.
We don't want those other desks anymore. We'll sell them back to you.
I don't want that old junk.
But you said there was a big demand for them.
Oh, yeah, but that was yesterday. Since then, the bottom's fallen out of the market, see? Still, I'll do you another favour.
Oh, good.
I'll take them away. Let's say 200 knicker.
You'll give us 200 knickers for them?
No, matey. You pay me to take them away. It's a favour, remember?
But Mr. Fiddler, if you do us any more favours, we'll be ruined.
I brought you a cup of tea, sir. I thought you needed it. Your moustache has gone all droopy again.
Yes, thank you very much, Mildred.
You traced the missing desks then, did you?
Well, nine of them. Yes, we bought them back for £50 each. Yes, they've arrived in the front hall. Mr. Lamb had gone down to check them.
Well, what about the tenth, sir?
Well, just cross your fingers, Mildred, cling on to your pixie, and pray that isn't the one, because it was sold to the American Embassy. Yes, it seems their third secretary is a crank about old British furniture. We made some discreet inquiries, and he doesn't want to part.
It's no use, one. My desk isn't there. It must be the one at the embassy.
I wonder if there are any jobs going in Australia.
Look, surely, sir, if you tell the Americans you left a top-secret document in the desk drawer, they'll let you have it.
Mildred, that's just exactly what we can't do. They'd think we were careless, wouldn't they? I mean, they wouldn't trust us anymore.
Then how do we get it back, one?
Well, we'll have to be subtle, won't we? You know, we know the third secretary's got the desk, so we must call in on some pretext or other. Wait a minute, I'll tell you what. We'll invite him to join the Whitehall Club.
The Whitehall Club?
Yes.
But that's only for British civil servants.
Yes, well, we'll sort that out later. Look, no. Now, the thing is, it'll get us into his office at the American Embassy, won't it?
Excuse me, Mr. Rivers. There are two gentlemen wishing to see you. They say they're from the ministry.
Okay, Miss Greenbaum. I'll spare them 1 minute.
Very good, sir. This way, please, gentlemen.
Ah, Mr. Hudson Rivers.
That is correct.
Yes, my name's Lennox Brown, and this is Mr. Lamb.
How do you do?
Good morning, gentlemen. What is on your mind?
Well, quite frankly, Mr. Rivers, we want to get you in the WC.
What's that you just said?
The WC, Mr. Rivers, we'd like to see you in it. It costs so little. It's friendly, it's comfortable, ample facilities for sport.
What are you talking about?
The WC, sir. The Whitehall Club. It's a social club for government officials.
Yes, but our well-known slogan, come and take tea in the WC.
It's a pretty fast pace, of course. You know, we have a weekly lantern lecture in the WC. Yes, plus ping pong, drafts, and sometimes even beetle drives.
Oh, gentlemen, it's kind of you to ask, but at present I'm much too busy. And now, if you'll excuse me...
Oh, my word, what an interesting old desk.
Old desk? Oh, yeah. I just bought it.
Really?
I've not had time to study it yet, but it has crude carvings all over it.
Oh, really?
Look at this, scratched on the side. Sir Gregory is an ugly old... And I can't make out that last word.
By Jove, that is crude.
One, it's mine. I wrote that.
Two. Now, may we examine the desk a little more closely, Mr. Rivers? You see, I'm very keen on rude old carvings.
No, I'm sorry. I'm very busy, as I said.
Dooley,
would you show these gentlemen out, please?
You see,
goodbye, gentlemen, and thank you for calling. And good luck in the WC.
Oh, it's infuriating, isn't it? So near and yet so far.
That was my desk, all right.
We'll come back this evening when the place is quiet and we'll just have to jolly well pinch the document.
But we never get away with it, Run. Security here is so strict, even the charladies are armed.
Never mind. If we just put... That's it.
What?
That's it. You've got it. Charladies. Yes, listen. We'll disguise ourselves as charladies.
Oh, don't.
Yes. Well, they have the run of the whole building, don't they? I mean, we can get wigs and overalls from the Civil Service Drama Club.
But I don't look like a charlady.
Oh, stop quibbling, too. Do you think Wellington would have won the Battle of Waterloo if he stood there saying he didn't look like a charlady? No. Put your wig on straight, will you? Try and look more like a charlady and less like a charlie.
I must look fairly feminine, one. That American general pinched me in the lift.
Good gracious, where?
In the basement.
Well, we've got this far. We're going to be all right, don't worry. Now, it's lucky we found these buckets in the broom cupboard. Now, just walk into Rivers' office, you see, as if we've every right to be there. Yeah. Ah, splendid. Right, there's no one about. Now, open the drawer and get the document and hurry up.
Righto, Ann. It's here. I've got it.
Good.
Thank goodness.
Here. Ooh. There's someone coming. Quick. Stuff it down your bosom. Yes. Stuff it up.
Excuse me, ladies. I've a spot more work to do. You're just about to clean, eh?
Yes. I mean, yes.
She means no, sir. We've just finished and we're leaving now.
Say, you two look kind of familiar. Haven't I seen you somewheres before?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes. We've been cleaning here for years. Haven't we, Marilyn?
What? Oh, yes, Ada. Yes, one. Oh.
Is that so? Well, this is the first time I've seen char ladies with black pinstripe trousers rolled up under their overalls.
Oh, glory. Quick, two, these rumblers.
Hey, come back. Come back, you commie baskets. Guards, arrest those men.
Two, I think we've got away with it. None of today's papers has any idea who they're looking for. Now, you've got the document safe, have you?
Yes, one. I transferred it to my briefcase last night.
Yeah.
Now, listen, you two. I still haven't seen that defense document. Where is it?
It's here, Sir Gregory, in my briefcase. Now then, there we are. We only just finished work on it.
Mm. Right, you two. A word about your furniture dealings.
Oh, dear, Sir Gregory, not that word, please.
Now, I gather you've both been chasing around London this week paying vast sums for old ministry desks.
Well, Sir Gregory, not actually.
The Ministry of Works are delighted.
Vast sums? You see, we... Delighted?
Thanks to your creating a false market, word's gone round the antique business that old ministry desks are very valuable. We're selling desks from all the other Whitehall buildings at huge prices.
You mean we're actually making money?
Yes, if we're not careful, the civil service could actually make a profit. One desk fetched nearly $1,000 at Sotheby's yesterday, but that was special. It had carved on it, Lennox Brown slept here. Well, I must be off now. The minister wants to congratulate me.
Two.
Did Sir Gregory smile just now, or am I dreaming?
No, he really did smile one. I heard his jaw crack.
General Assistance Department? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, there is, sir. I'll put Mr. Lennox Brown on the line. It's the government's new economic advisor, sir. Wants a word with you.
Economic advisor?
You know, they like to bring in business experts to improve government efficiency.
Oh.
He's one of them self-made millionaires.
Is he? Oh, well, I'll take it, yeah. Hello, Lennox Brown speaking.
Sir Frederick Fiddler here. Yeah.
Sir Frederick Fiddler?
Yeah, I'm here to run the money side, ain't I? So they give me this knighthood, see?
Good grief. Fiddler's in the government.
Well, one more won't make much difference.
Now, listen, Lennox Brown, I've found a mug willing to pay over the odds for all that modern furniture in your building, and I want you to get your old stuff back. And this time, don't let some crooked dealer do ya.
Buy back the furniture? Oh, no, not again. We're not going to do that again. We're not...
Fiddling about as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley and John Graham. The program was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.